السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. وقال تعالى: قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان له ساعة أن يضحي ولم يضحي فلا يقربن مصلانا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us this opportunity this year also to witness Yawmul Arafah and Yawmul Nahar, the day of Qurbani. All the Hujjaj already are in their place, fortunate people, and some of them are on the way to attend Mela. Make it easy for all of them, accept their Hajj and Umrahs and Ibadat and Duas and sacrifice. And those who are suffering and could not make it this year, may Allah grant them opportunity next year, extend their lives and protect the Ummah from all these hardships, difficulties they are going through throughout the world. This once in a life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory to perform the Hajj, and it is only for the rich people. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. This is the condition. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Whoever can afford a journey to go to this holy city and perform the Hajj and Umrah. So, but it should be a wish and desire for every Muslim, every believer, that at least once in a life he can visit and see the holy Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Rawza Mubarak, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That should be desire. There are brothers who love and have the enthusiasm. There are some very, very encouraging incidents. Right now I read one clip. Three brothers, they are riding on horse and they cross 8,000 miles on the back of horse. 8,000 miles from their country, and they came all the way to Makkah Mukarrama to perform Hajj on the horse. And what is the niyat behind it? Why they went through such a great sacrifice? In today's time, when aeroplane is available, cars are available, easy, you know, all the journeys and travels, they said, we want to imitate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This image, in 1500 years ago, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Hajj on the camel, Quswa, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some of them, you know, went on the horses and donkeys and camels, and some of them most of them were walking. So they want to imitate that sunnah. That was their niyat and intention. May Allah reward all of them. There is one brother from Libya, you know, who wanted to go from Libya to perform Hajj. At the airport, he got some problem with his passport. So immigration officer, on the last minute, at the flight was about to depart, hold him and said, you come back, put him out of the lane, and started, you know, investigating, checking his passport, and because his last name was Gaddafi. That was the problem. So they put him out of you know, length in the flight, aeroplane on this time is flew, departed. But he has this enthusiasm and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the required, my brothers and sisters. That's very important. It's not our money, it's not our wealth, it's not our health, it's not our influences, our contacts will take us for the Hajj and Umrah. It is our niyyah, and it is our enthusiasm, and it is our love for these holy places, Haramain Sharifain. And when you have true love, then there are so many incidents. A person is very poor, disabled, old. There is no way physically he can make it to perform the Hajj. Out all the asbab and means are against. Yet because of his niyyah, Allah makes it easy and he performed the Hajj. Same thing happened to this Libyan brother. And people told him, now, you know, your air is already on the air, your aeroplane is already on the air. There is no way you can go back and come next year. He said, no, Bismillah, I made a niyyah, Bismillah. They were forcing to get out from the airport. He said, no, I'm not going to go. After a few minutes, that aeroplane came down. Something happened, mechanical problem in the air, in the aeroplane. The pilot had to divert and bring back onto the airport. So air is landed. Now he got hope that air came back, and he had a seat. He booked the ticket. Everything was there. His place was empty. Now he asked immigration officers, can I go now? Aeroplane is there. He said, no, you cannot go. So the technician, they fixed the engine, and they did not allow him to board the aeroplane. So aeroplane fly again second time, and now people are telling, brother, there is no way you can go now. Look, you had second chance. They did not allow you, something wrong this year. There is no way you can go. Go back home and come next year, inshallah. They said, no, Bismillah. This is my intention. Allah will make it easy for me. Allah has all the power and kudrat. Second time in the air, something went wrong in the engine again. And pilot had to divert again and bring the aeroplane back to the airport. Now they realize there's something wrong. Pilot came to know about it, all the, you know, air hostess and all the staff and immigration officers were working on the aeroplane, everyone. No, there is something wrong, man. We have to allow this passenger to go and aboard in the aeroplane, otherwise it's going to keep on coming back. Qudrat of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So second time, the pilot said, I'm not going to fly until I get this passenger with me. So they were majboor. They had to allow him anyway. So this brother put on ihram, alhamdulillah. He went to the airport and he aboard in the same aeroplane which he's supposed to go. And pilot and all the air hostess had pictures with him. They were proud of him there because this brother has some special link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some special link. Outwardly it looks, you know, normal passenger. But what is there inside the heart is only Allah knows. So this is what takes. And he went, alhamdulillah, he's going to perform the Hajj. So there are so many incidents, my brothers and sisters. If you have the true love, Allah will make it possible. Allah will make it easy. And you amaze how Allah makes it easy and possible. This is Allah's Qudrat. It is unseen power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, these, my brothers, as I mentioned in my last sermon also, these 10 days are very, very sacred and holy days. We should take advantage of these days. My brothers and sisters, we don't know next year we will be alive or not. Every day of these first 10 days, the ibadat and fasting is equivalent to 1 year fasting. And every night spending in ibadah is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Fixed Laylatul Qadr. Guaranteed Laylatul Qadr. So, I know we are weak. We are not like Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum used to spend the whole night in the ibadah. We, as a weak people, at least make sure, number one, In all these 10 days, we should not miss any Farz Salat. That is compulsory, that is obligatory. We should make sure all other days as well, but especially in these holy days, as the virtue of every amal is with tremendous during these days and nights. Likewise, if a person is not taking care and not respecting these holy days, the punishment also will be very, very severe. Keep that in mind. Committing sin out of these holy days is different. It's still sin. But committing sin during these holy days and holy nights, it is even makes it more severe. Allah becomes more angry. We have no respect and honor for the days and night. Don't commit any sin deliberately. Especially control your gaze, control your eyes, control your tongue, control your anger. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that man malaka sam'ahu wa basarahu wa lisanahu ghufira lahu. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should have the tawakkul and hope on in these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he is saying, that whoever man malaka, malaka means milkiyat, means control, authority. He cannot do without his permission. Malik, you know, owner. That's called Malik owner. It cannot happen without his permission. No one can do it. So Rasulullah said, "Man malaka sam'ahu," who controls his ears, doesn't listen music, backbiting, or haram thing. All these 10 days and 10 nights, if someone is talking, gossiping, and slandering, or saying, "Brother, stop, I don't want to listen. This is holy days, respect." Man malaka sam'ahu wa basarahu, and his eyes, he controls his eyes. Wa lisanahu, and controls his tongue. Three things, my brother, three organs. Our ear, because most of the sins people are committing by hearing, listening, talking, or by looking at. Eyes, ear, and the tongue. These are three avenues or sources, you know, people are committing sin through. So if you control these three things, your ear, your eyes, and your tongue, there is a guarantee by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ghufira lahu, he will be forgiven. So if you want maghfira, if you want forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what we have to do. If you go for shopping or anything, control your gaze. Don't listen any music, don't listen anything, and switch off your TVs or programs. Or in today's time, you don't need TV. No one goes to the screen. It's on your palm. You know, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, etc., etc. Control it. Don't watch it. Don't watch any reels during these days and nights. It's not going to benefit you. It will harm you. You're committing sin by watching, by eyes, listening, by ear, or by talking. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. During these 10 days and nights, if you control these three things, inshallah, you will be forgiven. The day of Arafah, my brothers and sisters, which is going to be inshallah on the Thursday, the June 5th this year, is such a great day. Throughout the year, the best day is, out of 365 days, the best day is Yawmul Arafah. The dua is accepted. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hajjatul Wada, on the Yawmul Arafah, in Maidan Arafah, after Asr, after Dhuhr, he started praying, making dua for the Ummah, raising hand. And how long we can raise hand? Even after Farz Salat, nowadays we don't even make any dua. Make assalamu alaikum, we stand up, we run. We don't have time to 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes to raise our hands and ask and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our own needs, for our own necessity. We need so many things. But salat is over, we stand up. No zeal, no shock, no, you know, spending some minutes talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the example and sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It comes in the riwayat on Yawmul Arafah, in Maidan Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started begging, raised his hands, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until sunset. Some of the riwayat said 5.5 hours. 5.5 hours continuously without putting hand down. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and make dua on Yawm-e Arafah. For whom? For you and me. He was masoom. He was forgiven. He didn't make dua for his own children or wives. He made the dua for the whole ummah till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And how long dua was? 5.5 years. Can you imagine? Can you keep your hands like this for 5.5 years? 5.5 hours? Not years. You can't even rest for 5 minutes. That was the love and concern of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah, this sinful ummah. Who got no time to adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their faces are away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their dresses are away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he cried for us. He pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever dua he made, Allah accepted because of this sacrifice, because of this effort, because of this concern, 5.5 hours. So this is the day, my brothers and sisters, very, very auspicious. And very important day. That's why we have to fast on Yawm al-Arafah. If you cannot fast on these 8 days, it's okay. But don't miss Thursday fasting. Thursday fasting, which is Yawm al-Arafah, 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, is very, very sacred, very important. And it's very authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, whoever will fast on Yawm al-Arafah, I have the great hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive the previous year's sin and the present year's sin. By fasting for like 12, 13 hours, staying hungry, and the reward is the forgiveness of 2 years of the sins. So don't miss this opportunity. Fast on the Yawm al-Arafah. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala said in one of the riwayat that Yawm al-Arafah is equivalent to 10,000 days. One day of ibadah. Few hours of the ibadah, you will get the reward of spending 10,000 days in worship. Who can miss this opportunity? How neglectful we are. Allah is giving us, Allah is prepared to give us. This is reward is today also available. It's not it was on the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or in the time of Sahaba Khairul Qurun. No. Promise of Allah will continue till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. All these opportunities are available till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our inability. He said, my every servant will not be able to go to the Hajj. Because most of the Muslims are poor or middle class. There are very few who are rich who can make it. Right? And among those rich people also, only those mindful people who is concerned and allowed to go for Hajj. Otherwise, rich people also, they go for vacations to the Paris and London, but they don't go for Hajj. That's also unfortunate. They have means, they have wealth, they have good health, everything. No tawfiq, no love, no concern. They will spend money somewhere else in committing sin, but no tawfiq to go and visit Harmain Sharifain. Unfortunately. Anyway, so for those people, most of the people, majority of the ummah who cannot make it for the Hajj and Umrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not deprive them also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made some means for them. That okay, physically, you cannot go and visit Haramain Sharif and Kaabatullah in Rose Mubarak and perform the arkan of Hajj, okay. I am prepared to give you the same reward or equivalent to those who spending the time and wealth and sacrificing everything. Then they're getting something out of it. I am giving you at your home, while you are sitting at your home. Do something. Imitate something. And what is that imitation? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those people who intend to perform the qurbani, they should not cut their nails and hairs during from the first of Dhul-Hijjah till the Qurban is done on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah or 11th of Dhul-Hijjah. Why is that? Because all Hujjaj, those who are on Ihram, they are not allowed to cut the nails, clip the nails, and cut their hairs. If they cut the hairs, shave the beard while they are in ihram, they have to pay the dam, penalty. Penalty. You are in holy place, you shaving your beard, you cutting the hair, penalty. So all the hujjaj are not allowed while they are in ihram to clip their nails and cut the hair. This is specially order and command and rule for the hujjaj. We are not hujjaj. But Allah, Rasulullah said, if you people do that same thing, you will get the reward. We are sitting here, we just stop cutting, you know, our hairs and nails, and you are imitating the hujjaj, getting the same rewards. You fast on Yawm Arafah, you will get the reward as hujjaj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not deprive us from the reward, even we are not performing the hajj. Just do certain actions and protect yourself from committing sins, and inshallah Allah will reward you. What is the significance of this day, my brothers and sisters? The Yawmul Arafah is the best day of the year, as I said. And according to Hadith Anas radiallahu anhu, 10,000 years of reward. 10,000 days of the equivalent to 10,000 days. Right? These 10 days, my brothers, and especially Ayyamul Hajj, you know, Yawmul Tarwiyah, Yawmul Arafah, Yawmul Nahar. Right? This is the only day where all the ibadat and arkan has been performed 100%. Bunya al-Islamu ala khamsin, shahadati Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah wa iqami salah wa ita'i zakah wa sawmi ramadhan wal hajjul bayt man istata'i li sabila wa kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Famous hadith. That arkan of Islam, the pillars of Islam are five. Number one, iman, faith. Believing in one Allah and believing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger. Number two, after accepting Islam or born as a Muslim, when you become baligh, 5 times daily prayers compulsory upon every male and female, no matter what condition he is in, healthy or sick, traveling or at home, he has to perform on time. There is no excuse for salat. In the month of Ramadan, whole month of Ramadan, compulsory, obligatory to fast. And then those people who are rich, they have to pay zakat of that extra wealth, 2.5% at the end of their lunar year. Got it? And the fifth pillar is performing hajj and pilgrimage. Now hajj and pilgrimage can only be done in Makkah Mukarramah or surrounding area. A Muslim living anywhere in the globe, any planet, Alaska or where and where, South Pole or North Pole, if he wants to perform the hajj, he has to travel from his place all the way to Makkah Mukarramah. He has to go to the Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, etc. He has to make tawaf of Kaabatullah. Then only his hajj will be valid and completed. And he goes to the Paris or London and Australia, say, I want to perform hajj over here. No, you cannot do that. And the hajj is only in these 5 days. Rest of the year, the whole Arafat is empty. Jamarat are there, no one pelting. Mina is there, no one going to the Mina. Muzdalifah is there, no one spending night at Muzdalifah. All the places are there. There is no significance. Only one night in Muzdalifah is a great night. Only one day in Arafat is the great day. 3 million people get together, only one day. Rest of the year, nothing is happening there. Even those people who are living in Makkah Mukarramah for years and years, if they go on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah to the Maidan Arafat, they're not going to get any reward. They spend night on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah in Muzdalifah, they're not going to get anything. Because the significance is not there. Reward is removed already. It was only for one day. Only on Yawmul Arafah, 9th of Dhul Hijjah. Right? So that's why during these days, my brothers, all five pillars, all the ibadat are performed all together. People are praying salat anywhere else as they are praying salat while they are in hajj. People are fasting anywhere else they are living. People are fasting during the 8-9 days of Dhul Hijjah. So that sunnah also be done. People are you know, giving zakat end of the year, their people go for Hajj and Umrah. Alhamdulillah, they give charity donations while they are moving around to the needy people. So this charity donation is taking place during this day. Siyam, as I said, 9 days people are fasting. Likewise, they were fasting Ramadan. What extra thing was left? Our every arkan, every ruk, every ibadat you can perform anywhere else. There is no condition for fasting on Ramadan to go to Makkah Mukarramah. There is no condition to pay zakat to go to Makkah Mukarramah. There is no condition to pray salat in Makkah Mukarramah. Anywhere you can pray, anywhere you can fast, anywhere you can pay zakat. Right? What is the only one condition is performing Hajj. And that only happens on these 3 days of Ayyamul Hajj. And all these 5 arkan can be done only in this specific time, in these particular days and these particular places. Complete Islam can be practiced during this time and period. That is why on Yawmul Arafah, that was the Hajjatul Wada, Friday after Salatul Asr, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was riding on Paswa, and this ayat was revealed in the Holy Quran. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Islam Deena. Today, Yawmul Arafah, on the day of Hajj, today I have completed your deen. I have perfected your religion. And I become happy and pleased with you as long as you practice on Islam. So some of the Mufassirin said this was the last ayat of the Holy Quran revealed. Because now there is no Sharia is going to change. There is no more rules and regulations of Islam will be revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala wanted us to practice and prevent us from doing so, everything, halal and haram, you know, doing and not, everything was completed, perfected on this day, on Yawmul Arafah. No more changing till the Yawmul Qiyamah. Sharia has been completed. Everything has been done. So this is the beauty of Hajj. This is the, you know, this is the sacredness and honor of Yawmul Arafah. So my brothers and sisters, the few days are left. Take advantage of it. Fast as many days you can, especially on Thursday, Yawmul Arafah. And inshallah, try to prevent yourself from committing sin by tongue, by eye, and by ear. And make dua, a lot of dua, and give some sadaqah and charity. And especially, as I said in last, my sermon as well, that Hajj, I mean the Qurbani, becomes wajib upon every person who paid the Sadaqatul Fitr during the Ramadan. Those people who paid Sadaqatul Fitr, they must do the Qurbani as well. Because now, this is a misconception that I clarified last week also, that one household in the family, one person is doing Qurbani, they think everybody's Qurbani is done. That is not true. Everybody who is earning and everybody who is sahib in nisab, according to silver calculation, you know, it's about $500. If you have $500 extra in your possession, then the Qurbani becomes wajib upon son, upon daughter, upon brother and sister, upon father and mother, husband and wife. Everybody has to do his own separate Qurbani. Anybody's Qurbani will be not regarded as your Qurbani. Just like a Salat, everybody has to perform. Fast, everybody has to fast. Likewise, Qurbani also, everybody has to do. Is $30-$50 one share? It's not too much expensive. But look at the reward. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for every fiber of the skin on the hair of the Qurbani animal, will get you one hasana, one reward. So don't miss this opportunity in one house. If husband, wife, and brother, sisters, and daughter, and son, they all are working, they all are earning, they all should do their own Qurbani by themselves. May Allah give us tawfiq for that and accept our Qurbani.